The military has signed off on an expansion plan for Alaska training operations and areas. The Alaskan Command, representing the Army and Air Force, published its formal record of decision Tuesday on changes to the Joint Pacific Alaska Range Complex, or JPARC. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
JPARC is a massive area of sea, land, and airspace that includes portions of the Central Interior, South Central, and the Gulf of Alaska. It's the military's largest domestic training area, and Alaskan Command Lieutenant Colonel Mike Cabral describes it as key.
It gives us the capability to employ fifth-generation platforms like the F-22, like enhanced air-to-ground weapons that have longer standoff ranges, longer sensors.
Six JPARC expansion proposals have been selected for action. They include an increase in airspace over a military operations area south of the Denali Highway and a new MOA around Paxson. The other five are increased live ordnance and airspace restriction days around Fort Greely, expansion of restricted airspace around Eielson Air Force Base, more nighttime ordnance training during red flag exercises around Eielson and Greely, and designation of unmanned aerial vehicle corridors between training ranges and Eielson, Greely, and Fort Wainwright. Lieutenant Colonel Cabral says government and public input factored into the final proposal selected for action, including plans for expanded and new training areas.
By eliminating approximately 20 nautical miles worth of lateral airspace on the southern boundary, that took us farther away from departures and arrivals into Anchorage International Airport. It withdrew most of the Susitna Lakes and the Lake Louise area from being underneath the overlying airspace. And it also made the boundary concurrent with some of the existing overlying airspace.
Lieutenant Colonel Cabral says the public also influenced a plan for accommodating non-military air traffic.
We were able to incorporate the inclusion of a VFR, that's Visual Flight Rules Traffic Corridor, along the Richardson Highway as part of the Fox 3 and Paxson MOA proposal. That allows for the safe transit of VFR traffic while the airspace is active along the north-south corridor along the Richardson Highway, which is pretty extensively used by general aviation.
The state's largest civilian aviation group, the Alaska Airmen's Association, has been critical of aspects of the JPARC expansion and submitted specific comments during the public review process. Group President Adam White says they still have concerns about the size and altitude structure of proposed training zones and the expanded Richardson Highway civilian air traffic corridor.
While that is a possible mitigation, we do have some concerns about that because now we're funneling a lot of civilian traffic into a very tight and narrow corridor and having to look for opposite direction traffic.
White says the Airmen's Association will continue to advocate for changes to the JPARC expansion proposals during an upcoming review by the Federal Aviation Administration.
We've got a long road ahead of us still.
White says the situation could have been avoided by more face time with military leaders.
Sit down at a table and say, okay, look, what do you guys really need? This is what we really need to have to operate. Can we kind of come up with some compromises now instead of wasting our time taking something to the FAA that may or may not be approved.
White and Lieutenant Colonel Cabral agree that the military's request for unmanned aerial vehicle corridors is an issue that needs to be ironed out. Drones cannot currently share airspace with regular planes, and the FAA has been charged with finding a way to integrate them. Cabral emphasizes that although the military wants UAV corridors, the proposal is on hold until that happens. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.